Express, Bob and Ryan, getting you rolling on a Friday.
Yeah, I'm just checking in for work, Bob. I'm running a little late. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah.
You know, I'll be ready to go around, I don't know, 8:45.
Wait, let me punch in. Did you punch in yet?
I did. Good. Punched out, too, at the same time.
Oh.
That will make Frank very happy.
Yeah.
That, I worked almost a 24-hour day yesterday. but that's okay. It's just it's
there goes
okay.
the budget for the next 3 years.
Right? But it's Friday, man. You can't go wrong with a Friday.
No, you can't.
And by the way, it's also National Global Hand Washing Day.
It's also National Bosses Day.
Yes, I saw that. And we've got the greatest boss in the world, two of them.
We do.
Well, I've got one, two, three, four. Let's see. Hold on a second. Linda.
Yeah, put
Diana,
Linda right at the top.
Frank, mm-hmm. Michael Banks, and then, of course, you. So I've got five bosses.
Meatball.
Yeah, and Meatball.
Yeah,
he's laying right beside me, and I said his name, and he raised his head, and he's like, do you have something for me?
Yeah, exactly. When Meatball calls, Bob listens.
Yes, he is the boss. Mm-hmm. So he's really bonding with my mother-in-law.
Oh, is he? How long is she in town for, by the way?
I want to keep her around till at least March.
Really?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
Let her hang out here and, you know.
So we're talking about five more months.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Unless you know, I don't think she's listening. So unless I get on her nerves, she could be. You know, I got on my wife's nerves in about I don't know 6-7 months. You know, after we were together. So, but Linda's tough. She hung out with me. So,
man.
What's going on, man? There's all kinds of stuff going on.
There is. It's interesting that. Interesting and kind of tragic at the same time. Bill Clinton's in the ICU right now in California.
I saw that.
Yeah.
He's on the mend, though, right?
Yeah, I guess he's on the mend. I'm not sure if they'll really release the details. We have a fake news story from the fake Associated Press coming out of Washington this morning about the January 6th committee that they're going after Steve Bannon now. And, you know, the AP is insisting on calling what happened on January 6th an insurrection, even though federal authorities have not charged anybody with insurrection acts. And then, of course, locally in Frederick, the Frederick school board, the school district, is doing away with COVID testing.
Why?
Because nobody's participating in it.
Okay, well, is that because they've all been vaccinated or why?
Well, I just think that nobody likes to get a stick stuck up their nose every 2 weeks or whatnot. I don't like to, but I'm not getting the vaccine. So I'll just continue to ride out the wave until they drop the mandates.
Right. Get the cotton swab. You know, you would think with all the technology that we have today that they could do something different. I mean, we were able to get a vaccine out in record time.
Yeah.
We're able to do so many things. Do we really still have to do a barbaric stick up your nose? I mean, I've never seen that have to be done for anything else in the world.
That's a proverbial middle finger to everybody that's not vaccinated. We'll talk more about that when we come back. It is Bob, it is Ryan, and it is you on a Friday morning, 6:15.
All right. 6:22 at WFMD is the Morning News Express.
Yeah.
301-694 WFMD. Bob and Ryan at the helm of the ship.
So we're having a very interesting conversation over text. You want to share it?
No. No, we're not.
Why not?
I'm not going to share that.
Okay. Anyway.
But you know what?
Yes.
Maybe in 20 or 30 years, somebody saves those texts, could come back to haunt you.
Probably. Yeah, maybe.
Or me, but who knows? Yeah.
Whatever. Anyway, you know, I've never... This business, man, is not for the faint of heart, is it?
No, sir.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? And we were talking about, because, of course, we're John Gruden and stuff, but some things are coming back to haunt Joe Biden as well.
Yeah.
You know, Joe Biden said when he was running for office that there was plenty of food out there. And, well, let's just hear Uncle Joe tell us what he means.
Shortage problems. We have a leadership problem. We have plenty of food. It's being plowed under. You're euthanizing cattle and pigs. They're out there making sure that they're pouring thousands of gallons of milk under the ground. It's not a food shortage, it's a lack of leadership, a lack of leadership. And the leadership goes across the board. One of the reasons why those processing plants aren't open is because they're not safe for people to work in those plants. Number one, they're not safe. They're not getting the protective gear they need. Number two, one of the reasons why we're not getting material and food to people's tables is because there's no way to get it transported to there. We don't know how to manage what's going on. For example, imagine if we were to say to the country that tell all those milk producers that just send all that milk to the bottling plant. The federal government will pay for it, and the federal government will give it away to all of the folks who need it. We'll give it away to all those charitable organizations out there trying to feed people, trying to give people what they need. Imagine if we were willing to take the time. I mean, we have the best agricultural system in the world. It's the leadership that's we can't afford.
Okay, that's enough.
Yeah,
because you know why first of all, he's talking about leadership. And look what's going on in our country today.
Nauseating.
Where is the leadership? Because all he talks about is mask mandates and get vaccinated. Get a shot.
Wait a minute. Wait for it.
Let's go, Brandon.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And I would like to remind him that he was in office when they paid these great farmers and these great milk producers to not milk. They paid them to stop milking. I remember it very clearly because, of course, dairy farmers just stopped milking cows. And then my dad didn't have places to go. So, I mean, I've always said that this country can feed the world. We just don't allow them to. And, so then you got Biden sitting there just less than almost May 20th is when he did that little speech. And he was on that little on the program when he was running for office, talking about how there was no leadership and we don't have a food shortage problem. We have a leadership problem. Well, you know what? Joe, you're absolutely right. We have a leadership problem.
Yeah, contradictions aplenty, right? In that statement and that rambling diatribe. This guy is who we thought he was, right? 45 years at the helm of something. He's been governing. He's been in the government for 45 years, and he's made some of the most restrictive laws for minorities. He created that stop and frisk bill. He put thousands and thousands and thousands of African Americans behind bars. Now he has no virtues to stand on. He's not governing with the unity that he ran on because he's too busy spreading fear and panic, because that's how the Democrat Party wants you to stay in check. They want you to think that the COVID virus is still a big thing. They want you to think that you need to stay at home. They want you to think that you need to get a jab. They want you to think that insurrectionists overwhelm Capitol police officers. They want you to think that the January 6th committee is necessary in order for the country to function in a safe democracy type way, because they are governing during multiple catastrophes that they've just lost control of the country, bottom line.
Yep, absolutely. And the problem is that we're the ones who are going to suffer for it.
And we are.
Yes, and we already are. At the pumps, remember, he's the one who shut down the pipeline and then took America from being energy dependent, independent, to energy dependent.
Mm-hmm.
And look what happened. And I think that's what he wants, because he wants everybody to go to these little electric beep-beep cars.
Yeah, and now we're a slave to China, a slave to Russia, a slave to everybody else, but we're not really doing anything here for long-term sustainability. 628.
Your daily destination for news and talk. 930 WFMD.
Buddy, they're going to hire somebody to wash Ryan Hedrick's car. Morning News Express.
Yeah, I didn't hear WFMD in that, so.
No, well, that's okay. Well, then they're going to.
It may not play again.
Tom Whalen's car. It is the Morning News Express. Speaking of cars, you know, the car guru is right around the corner, Dave Serio.
My man, the myth, the legend, Dave Serio. Yeah. Yes, yes.
Yep.
You know, I can't thank him enough. He's given me the opportunity to host You Ought to Know several times, and I do not know a lick about cars, but his experts do, and that's why he has experts on the show that you ought to know after 10 o'clock every Saturday right here on WFMD. If you have not heard the show, you can literally call in. You know how much money it costs to get advice on your vehicle these days? Well, they have experts on the show that can help you for free. So check it out after 10
o'clock.
Dave's
an expert.
You know, Dave's an expert. Are you kidding me? Yes, of course he is.
And you know, you said you can't thank him enough. Well, we have another view about it, but that's okay. you know, and the other thing is that he used to. Now, I don't know if he still does or not, but if you have something that you want to sell, like you got like an old classic car or something like that, mm-hmm. and you want to get rid of it, or if you just have a vehicle, he does like a little car, swap thing, shop and swap type of deal, if you got that. Or if you just got a problem with something, and that's, you know, from whether or not his guy told me one time how to take sap off your vehicle and fix that and take care of that and clean it. 641 at WFMD. The man who likes to feel the wind in his hair. Oh, it's just Dave Serio on the Morning News Express, guru, Mr. Auto. It is, you ought to know, Saturday mornings at 10 right here on WFMD. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, young man. Yes, it's good to talk to both of you. And yes, I do allow cars to be sold on the radio. It's still something we do on Saturdays at 10. It's always great. And by the way, it's not Ryan's car that needs to be cleaned. It's Frank Mitchell's.
Right.
I mean,
did I send you? I took a picture
right looking under the of dirt Frank's of car. Frank Mitchell's car.
And
Hang on. We have two of you talking at the same time. Dave, go ahead.
I thought it was my turn.
It is.
Under the remains of a situation of Frank's car, under the dirt, there's possible prehistoric human remains that they're still looking for. So that does include some cleaning that would be necessary. And the poor detailer that gets that job is going to be working overtime. I can tell you that right now.
There's no detailing work that could ever get that car clean. Mm-hmm. Dave, do you have any recalls for us this morning?
We do. If you happen to be the owner of a 2016 Hyundai Sonata Hybrid, you've gotten to know your dealer pretty well. The fifth recall is going out for that car. And this is one that they could not have figured out in Florida, because that happens all the time. It turns out that when you hit a turn signal on that car, actually the opposite turn signal may activate. Now, in Florida, that's common problem. But everywhere else, that is not usual. So they are recalling the 2016 Hyundai Sonata Hybrid. Once again, fifth recall on that car. Now, also, GM is recalling some automobiles, the Chevy Equinox and Chevy Traverse in the 2018 model is being recalled for an emissions recall that is related to the computer of the vehicle giving out incorrect information. It may not pass emissions, so that is being recalled. So those are the two major recalls, and one big announcement. We've been talking about the Bolt and the situation with the fires from the possible batteries. Again, there's been recalls for that. Well, it turns out that LG, the manufacturer of those batteries, has decided to take care of $1.9 billion worth of repairs at their expense. GM is just going to take care of the balance, which is only about maybe $100 million, okay? So it's going to be a big deal still that GM's taking care of, but LG is going to be fitting the bill for almost all of it.
Let's check in with Chris Murray for the second time on this Friday. Chris, of course, is the president of Murray Financial Group in downtown Frederick, and he's also the host of Your Financial Editor tomorrow afternoon at 1 right here on WFMD. Not a bad day for the markets yesterday, Chris.
Yeah, Bob, the Dow was up 534 points, the S&P 500 up 74 points, the NASDAQ up 251 points, so solid across the board. And we have green arrows this morning, both here and around the globe, to support that close yesterday.
Chris, speaking of solid, I guess you can categorize the initial jobless claims as solid because they did improve from last week.
Yeah, I mean, expectations have really dropped, so we have to be careful what we measure to. But for the first time since March 2020, weekly jobless claims came in under 300,000. They came in at 293,000. That's still much worse than the 220,000 we saw before the virus, but it was an improvement, and we'll have to see. Hopefully this is a result of ending federal checks for people not to work that we've talked about. You know, that ended last month, and, you know, hopefully, like I said, that's going to continue to improve the job situation.
Well, we also have to look at the revisions when we get those and where those numbers go, whether they go up or down as well.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, they're famous for, unfortunately, this administration, like the Obama administration, for having negative revisions as opposed to positive. So we'll keep an eye on it.
Right. Earnings reports were pretty decent on Thursday, too, right?
They were good. Yeah, Bob. Bank of America beat analyst earnings. Citigroup delivered an earnings surprise to the good. We saw Wells Fargo beat analyst expectations. Walgreens reported quarterly earnings that exceeded expectations. So far, a couple days deep into this new earnings season, we're definitely looking at some decent numbers.
Well, let's package the daily talk about inflation up with your financial editor, Chris. That's your show tomorrow that will air after 1 o'clock as the PPI showed inflation is raging.
Yeah, producer prices rose at the fastest annual pace on record for the sixth straight month in September. They were up 8.6% year over year. So just a horrible number to look at for sure. And, you know, it was really embarrassing yesterday to see the Biden chief of staff retweet that inflation is only hurting the upper class. That's a bold-faced lie. It hurts poor people, single parents, those on fixed income. It's devastating. So it just goes to show that elitist attitude that they have.
And also your financial editor, Chris, after 1 o'clock, what do you have in store for us?
Senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute is going to be joining me, Mark Mills, how this forced change of energy, again, supposedly going from traditional proven energy resources to the new green stuff that we're talking about. By the way, the chief of staff, Klain, his wife is the co-founder of Our Daily Planet, which is an environmental news platform. So if you want to like kind of get a gist of where a lot of this stuff's coming from, there's a good place to start.
By the way, if you want to know how out of touch Democrats are, a Biden administration official tweeting yesterday that shortages that are being felt worldwide are a thing for high class people. If that's not tone deaf, and that if that doesn't say it all, I don't know what does, honestly.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what I mean when Klain retweeted that as a chief of staff, just totally out of touch.
Yeah, idiot. 6:54. Thank you, Chris. We'll catch up next hour.